Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
FM 104's Select Irish, and every week we chat to an artist with the first gig they ever went to. This week we're joined by Gemma Cox. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Very good. So tell me, what was the first gig you ever went to?
So the first gig I ever went to was for One Direction in Crow Park. It was the Saturday night, and I'd never seen so many people all in the one place. Very, very cool. And yeah, they were class. So I was a big Directioner. So
nice. What was it about the show that kind of stayed with you?
I think just everyone enjoying themselves so much. I mean, I know like the demographic was, there was a lot of girls there, and but they were just, everyone was just so just enjoying themselves, and the lads were all like also having the absolute like ball for yeah, they were just like
having a great time,
hugging each other. Just, it was just a real like lovely like family kind of thing, atmosphere. It was really nice.
Was it kind of at the start of their career as a band?
I actually think it was their, after their second album, maybe.
Okay. So they're still really young.
They were still really young, yeah. And they had like a big run in Crow Park, and that, it was that weekend. I don't know if it was like Thursday to Sunday or something, but I went along with my sister and my mom and my friend Chloe, and it was just a really, really great time. And I think who was opening for them? It was an Australian boy band. Oh, I can't remember their names now.
I think I know who you're talking about, but the name,
American Apparel Underwear. Can't remember.
Yeah, that one line. People will know who you're talking about. At that point, had you started music yourself?
I'd learned the piano ever since I was like six. I'd been kind of just doing lessons, and then I fell in love with a particular artist called Regina Spektor, and wanted to start writing songs. So I was kind of writing songs. They weren't very good, but they were songs all the same. So I had like kind of started playing in a church in my local town in Kildare. So it was every Friday, the last Friday of every month, they held a like session for young performers, and we all got up and played our songs, three songs, and I was doing that every month, so I was really enjoying that, and kind of building that like performance that I really like performing, because I really like performing. So
you've done busking too, which is performing but slightly different. It's kind of a constant changing audience.
it is definitely constantly changing. I over the summer, I think it was back in 2018 2019, I was playing with a keyboard, so I was rolling it up the street, up on Grafton Street, and performing just lots and lots of people. I also did it over Christmas for Simon as well, and that was like that's just a lot of fun. And really cold though, really, really cold. You want to play certain songs, but your hands are just so cold that they just can't reach the notes
enough.
So it's a lovely atmosphere on Grafton Street, and the buskers are great. Like there's some real talent, like, so
yeah, many cups of tea, I'd imagine.
Oh, lots hot chocolates and
Do you remember your own first gig? Would have been in the pub.
The first gig. The first gig that I had done, like, I kind of technically was actually in school.
Okay.
I had performed at in school at an assembly, and I mean, I'm kind of considering this as a gig because it was like probably a pinnacle moment for me. I was about 12, and I'd like performed. I was playing on the piano and I was singing a song by an artist called Grace and Chance, and it was just at that time just loved like all of his songs, and he was kind of like a Disney Channel kind of music artist, and it was very, very cool. But it was just incredible because the response afterwards was just really moving, because everyone was like, "God, Gemma, I didn't realize you like played and sang. Like, what?" And I was like,
It was a
"Ah,
surprise for
that's so fun."
everybody.
Yeah, that was great.
Your new single came out on Friday, What If? Tell us a little bit about the song.
Yeah, so What If has I wrote this probably just as COVID was like not really happening anymore. It was like we were coming out of lockdown and stuff, and I have written like three or four versions of it. It had changed many times, but the piano part was like kept kind of sticking around. So I had kind of said it was like after someone had ended things with me before it got serious, and at the time I was like kind of couldn't help but like wonder what if it had like worked out. So that was kind of the theme.
You also got to perform with Gavin James in Amsterdam recently.
Did indeed. Yeah,
What
that
was
was
that
crazy.
like?
So fun. So much fun. I literally got the call, and I didn't realize Gavin James was going to be on the call. He was like, "Oh, do you want to come to Amsterdam and play with me?" I was like, "Oh my God." Yes, amazing. And went to play in Amsterdam, and it was in a church called the Vonderkirk Church, which is beautiful, really, really like beautiful acoustics, and a really special night actually. And he's just like, I got to see him play for two nights in a row, and like just such a good, like just a such a performer, and his voice is insane, and yeah, just a like a whirlwind of a time, like absolutely amazing.
Did you get to
Great
play the
time.
new single?
I did get to play the new single. Yeah, I love playing the new single. I love playing it with the band, because it's so nice and like kind of upbeat. So yeah, we're gonna play that up in Whelan's in April. So that's exciting.
So you have a gig in Whelan's upstairs on Saturday, 27th of April. Are you all ready for it? Have you got it all planned out?
Got it all planned out. Yep. Just kind of getting the rehearsals going. And yeah, I also have a few songs that I've been like writing this like early this year that I would love to like try out. So I want to put maybe one or two of those in as well,
Nice.
which will be fun. But yeah, buzzing.
So if people want to keep up to date with everything you're doing, where's the best place to go?
I think it would be either like Instagram, kind of the social medias. I also I'm on the TikTok, but not very good at it, but I am on it. And yeah, and just like I have a little link tree as well with all of the songs and all of the links and stuff. So yeah.
Excellent. Gemma Cox, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Louise.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.